Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It rules. Absolutely rules. Our guest is here. If he's ready, he can give me a thumbs up. Pop him on the screen here. Shall see. He's eating something. I don't want to put him on the air while he's eating. Right, we'll see. I don't know if he's messing with the lighting. Let's see what's going on. Paul London is here, everybody. Oh, now he's doing shadow puppets. I'm going to put him on the screen during these shadow puppets so everyone can see this. It's the arm of Paul London for right now.
The long arm of the law.
He's the worst shadow puppet ever. Jesus, put me on the spot.
It's from MLW. He's going to be in MLW Battle Riot on April 5th. He is Paul London back on the show. Paul, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank y'all for having me back on and being patient with me and exposing me. Really exposing my lack of talent.
I didn't want to put you on the air while you were eating, but what are you eating?
I think people are used to it. If they see me on the cafe, I'm always stuffing my face. I think it's just an excuse not to answer something, but I don't know. I have the worst, I guess, on screen etiquette. But
well, how you been since the last time we talked to you? We talked to you before the honeypot match, and BRG tried to run away. He was not able to run away. He got dunked in honey. He got feathered. We actually talked to BRG. He's looking to get honey banned from like everywhere. He wants to go into people's houses and get it banned. So how are you feeling about that?
Oh, please. He would never do that. He's such a puss. I would love to see that, you know, especially in Texas. Be like, come out here. I got some honey for you, boy. And, you know, like, it, you know, I, yeah. We'd like, to, I would love to see that. That was a fun time. That was a really fun match. That was my first and only time I've ever been inside of a center stage, which I had seen countless WCW productions from there. But that was really cool. I'm having a ball at MLW. And oddly, my only two victories are against BRG. So I need to just wrestle him all the time, I guess. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It's better than McDonald's. It's food, folks, fun, and fights.
Love the combination.
Oh, go ahead, Sweetie.
No, I said I love that combination of everything: food, fun, fights. But
why to add something so that it would up McDonald's?
But you go to certain McDonald's, you might see some fights.
I mean. Yeah, it depends where you are. I mean, I guess we were in Georgia, but I think a majority of the fights take place at Waffle House. So they get most of the – well, you know, McDonald's, they do it right. They close the dining room, I think, at like 10, sometimes, you know, 11 or midnight, sometimes earlier. You know, depending on where you are, if you're in some inner city area, they might close the dining room at 5, 6. I don't know. I don't like those places. Because I prefer to sit in the dining room, you know, where you're not sure what that weird, questionable gunk is, like on the seat next to you. And you don't even want to wipe it with a napkin that you've seen yourself touch and pull from the dispenser. And you never take the first napkin. You kind of icky grab that napkin and you throw that away. And you grab that napkin behind us. You know, it's a more fresh napkin because you honestly don't know. These days, if somebody can't, you know, walked up and grabbed a napkin, like, oh, or like, oh, people are disgusting. especially as I travel, I see just zero consideration for the person next to them. And people are gross, you know, like people are absolutely disgusting. And a lot of that is just their lack of consideration for other people. That's the grossest quality. I mean, honestly, that's the grossest quality, in my opinion, is a lack of consideration for other people. I don't know how I just jumped on gross people while I travel, but they're out there. They're everywhere. Grocery store. It's not just when you travel. I mean, yeah, you travel out of your home. You travel out of your car. I mean, they're gross, inconsiderate people in your own household, probably. We just need to be more considerate or not. I don't know. It depends. Maybe people.
No, I think we should. I think we should.
Not everyone deserves that consideration, I guess. Though, if it's like, you know, well, we need to take into consideration the criminals and the, you know, whatever. I don't know. Just out in public, in your home, especially traveling, especially on an airplane or in the airport. Be considerate on a train, at a train station. Don't think I forget about, you know, y'all. Even the mega busers, like, please be considerate. It's just like, it's not that hard.
If we get nothing from this interview, it is everyone should be more considerate.
Just the
cut a promo on inconsiderate people.
This, yeah, love it.
Yeah. But I've been good. I went to Australia, which I loved. That's my favorite place. Yeah. So I went there and had some great matches. There's this team out there, the Velocities, and I guess, you know, they were fans of Brian and I's. And I wrestled half of them, and his name is Jude London, and I swear he's not my son. Well, I don't know. We didn't do a DNA test, but wow, this kid is outstanding. Like, his talent is phenomenal. And I don't really say that about a lot of people, and I'm not just saying that because he's got the same last name. But anyone in Australia, I'm sure, will tell you. I mean, he's made, you know, they both have. His partner's name is Paris, not Hilton. But he does have a little dog that tries to get away and kill itself. No, he doesn't. I made that up. Actually, I didn't make that up. I stole it from South Park.
South Park.
But I made that up about this particular Paris. Point is, these guys are fantastic. They're outstanding talents. I know firsthand because I got to wrestle one of them. Well, I got to survive through one of them. It was like 1,000 degrees inside this gym in Sydney. And this is for this company, Wrestling Go. And awesome group, too. There's like a killer Pikachu thing that like attacks people. I don't know what that was all about. I won a title that's basically a watermelon. I still have it. I don't have the watermelon. I have the ranking.
And so you got like a physical watermelon, and that's the title?
I was hoping for that. Yeah. But I think for the sake of eco-prosperity, it's like a stuff. I think it's probably some plush wares thing. I don't know. I'm gonna work on it now that I'm the champion. I'm gonna work on possibly implementing a Japanese watermelon title, so it's one of those box watermelons, like a square one, but it's real, you know. And I think we could attach some, you know, like a weight belt or some cheap crap around it. Okay, we'll work on the quality, but like, you know, we could make a title out of that square watermelon. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? The square watermelon?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I was just like, am I just talking into, I don't know. I'm talking into my Pop-Tart. But yeah, it's for right now, it's plush. I don't know. But I am that champion, the watermelon champion. I don't know what the hell it's even It's like 24/7 title. Anyways.
On the subject of
the Velocity, check them out. Check them out. They're amazing talents.
Go ahead. On the subject of watermelon titles and fruits, a wise man once said that like when you're eating a fruit, you're eating tree sperm because most fruits are semen. I want to get your thoughts on this quote.
Most fruits are semen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A fellow wrestler said this. A person you're actually familiar with.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that they would be semen as much as it would be grown children. Like
fruits are grown children?
Like developed baby, like the real, like developed people, like tree people. You know what I mean? Like tree people. Because where does it go from being a fruit? I mean, that's the end of the rope for that. It's just either going to get eaten or rot away. It's not going to become more of a fruit, like a super fruit. But, you know, like, unless you're in Texas, you got some super grapefruits. Woo! But where do you go? Right? Where do you go as a human? You either get eaten or you rot away. So, what the semen is in creating it, man. That's like the water slide, right? Well, I guess no. The tube, was it the God damn it! I don't even know my own dick. The dick tube, you know, like
the water tube,
the vasectomy tube.
Oh, I know we're still talking water slide.
The urinary tract, that's the water slide. The water is...
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Obviously, the water is the semen flushing through. You know. So, that's what you got. But, yeah, April 5th, this washes us all the way back to Commerce Casino. April 5th, Battle Riot. Who better... Honestly, to be in not just a 30-man battle royal, because I proved I can fail at that by getting my head clotheslined off. But the problem, the deal with that rumble, not enough combatants. I don't think I was taking it seriously, right? I certainly wasn't taking my friend Gene seriously. I was trying to get a itch. It was weird. He's got these things on his back. I was trying to pop one. Battle Riot, 40 people. Okay, I don't know if some of these people are men or what they are. I don't know. So I'm just going to go with people so they're not offended. 40 individuals. And here's what's crazy. I'm new to this Battle Riot stuff. I know that my buddy Paul Hauser was in, I think, the last one. I think Jimmy Yang. He's Jimmy Yang to me, okay? He was in the last one, I think, because I think that was in Atlanta or something. But that, you know, pinfall, submission, over the top, there's a lot of things to contend with in that. That's... pretty crazy. Has anyone ever done a caged battle royal? Anyways,
you can't like throw people out though,
yeah, that's right? That's the only you would have to climb out. You would have to climb. Yeah. Oh, the point of the battle royal in a cage is you have to be the last one it out of the cage.
No, see, here's what you do. You make it Hell in the Cell style, okay? So then if you get eliminated, you have to stay out there. And then the last two, then it becomes, I guess, basically a lumberjack match.
That makes sense.
If it's both feet hit the floor, then, like, couldn't they catch you and then, like, put you back in the ring to make sure you don't get eliminated?
Or there could be more people out there to pull you out. Then when it gets to the last, it could be to the last four people, then it could just be kind of like a fatal four-way, one fall to a finish, with the eliminated people on the outside as kind of like zombies jacking off. I don't know. Oh. Okay, like.
I mean, WWE did do a zombie.
They did. Match, they did kind of do a zombie. Well,
crap. Come on, yeah. That was crap. That was crap.
Much for zombies jacking off.
Yeah. I mean,
they gotta go to the extreme, you know.
They have to. I mean, a zombie is more likely to be, you know, having a muscular. Neuro miswiring, but like a twitch of something that he would have done before, and likely that's gonna be jerking out. But not what they did on whatever, you know, with Raw and all that. You know, come on, a zombie bites people, he tries to eat things, they try to eat things. Jesus Christ, that's what a zombie should do. So, zombie jacks off.
Zombie jack off.
Zombie eats people and jacks off. I mean, that's human.
Well, then they got eliminated, so they got zombified.
Makes sense. So
don't get eliminated.
I wanted to ask, how are you going to use your experience in the Royal Rumble in the Battle Riot?
I'm going to sit in the middle of the ring. No,
that's smart.
I can get pinned though.
Yeah, you can get pinned in this one.
Yeah.
You know, Auntie Anne's pretzel twisting crap done to me by one of these luchadors. I've got some ideas. I've got some tricks up my sleeve. I've been watching a lot of Lord of the Rings. It's gonna be a riot, I'll tell you that. But here's something a lot of people don't know, and I'm gonna reveal it right here with y'all because you're my friends. How is Sean, by the way? I know he wasn't feeling very well or something. Please pass my best to him. I hope he's feeling better and recovering. He knows how to get a hold of me if he needs to. People don't know that I'm actually the Compton Mania champion, the world champion. I've been the world champion of Compton Mania for over 2 years in running, okay? Because Southern California is full of a bunch of wannabes who act like, oh, my God, we're big stars, man. But no one's ever heard of them because they never leave Southern California. They never leave. They never leave, right? So it's like, well, you can't be that big of a star. So anyways, I like being the champion of Compton. Compton is very close to Commerce Casino. So I'm going to have my support. That's a shoot. I mean, I'll get my title. Hold on. Look, Compton is a beautiful city. It's an upstart city. Okay, it gets a lot of bad rep because of, you know, music and perception and stuff like that. And that stuff happens there. But we do the Compton Christmas parade every December, and it's fantastic. There's a lot of community involvement and that other stuff that you think about, yeah, that happens. But there's a lot of other good things too. But it's a real underdog promotion, Compton Mania. I am the champion running. I'll give you a glimpse of the belt. It's nothing fancy. Okay, I'm just being honest with you.
It's not a watermelon.
Yeah, that's a little bit disappointing. It's not a watermelon. It's not a zombie jacking off. This has been one of my favorite episodes, favorite interviews ever on this show.
I don't know if Paul was yelling in the background. I hope he's okay.
I hope so. There it is.
It was at the bottom. It was at the bottom of a pile.
Oh. Big reveal for the Compton Championship.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, that's a nice title. Right,
so it looks like more of a U.S. title. And yes, it may look like it means I'm the champion of some radio station. We're working on getting that replaced. So for all you super rich listeners out there who want to contribute to a good cause, Compton could use your help. And this all ties back into Commerce Casino, home of MLW's Battle Riot, April 5th. 40 people with heartbeats, maybe.
Unless they're a zombie. Yeah, I don't know if zombies have heartbeats.
Or certain luchadors. Yeah. Over the top rope. Both feet, in some cases, all 3 feet need to hit the floor. Submission, possibly sodomissions, pinfalls, winter pine falls. There's all sorts of things to happen in the Battle Riot. There could even be honey sticking things happening. I might have given away too much about some of my... Okay, here, I'll just give this away too. Think football, right? American football, where they use their hands. With the sticky gloves. Honey, just put honey all over your hands.
It's like little
that
giants. Sounds
terrible. That looks like I'm doing a Donald Trump double hose in the head. You know what I mean? You're holding on. You get the grip. That looked worse. Like I was in front of... I've given away too much of my secrets.
So
see, had I had a honey glove, I would have been like...
I think Paul Wanda just took himself.
Honey is the future. I'd love to see you try and ban honey, BRG. Not in your wildest wildflower honey dreams.
You had a promo a long time ago, and I mentioned this person, the person who talked about the fruits being semen was one Brian Danielson. And you did this promo with Brian Danielson in PWG in front. Do you know what promo I'm talking about?
Oh yeah. Oh yes. I know it well. It was a shoot. I mean, I say that because it was a shoot. That was the first time. Here's the thing, in promo world, when you watch promos, I'm like, what is a promo? Something to promote something else. Something to promote something. So at the end of the day, you're trying to promote something. I don't know. I mean, we were promoting an upcoming match, but the reason I think that that is something that people talk about, and Brian, even wrote about it in his book, apparently. I can't read, so so because I get asked about that promo more than any other, or at least it gets brought up. And so very much, you know, that I'm finding in acting as well, and that I think really services me as well, and I have more fun doing it in wrestling, is my biggest issue with wrestling is that it's so overprepared, it's so overproduced. You know, Raw is anything but Raw. It's overcooked. You know, it should be Monday Night Overcooked, because it's just overproduced. There's no sense of danger. There's no sense of spontaneity. Even the things that should appear spontaneous. Now, mind you, they do the best job of it, unlike AEW, which... Like, I can't tell if it's a comedy show, like if it's just like sketch comedy. That's at least how I see it, because it's hilarious. It's hilariously. And it's because both one company underplans and the other company overplans. So I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah. It does to me, but I think you guys get what I'm saying. So yeah. That's kind of my issue. So with that promo, it was kind of sprung on us and go. Hey, can you do this and go, right? And so we didn't overthink it. And I didn't overthink it, and the whole thing ended up just becoming, okay, well, here's what I need y'all to talk about. Super Dragon, who I love him. I think he's an awesome dude, and I miss him. He basically said, hey, we need to hype up this tournament, this match that didn't even actually end up happening. because I ended up hurting my back and had to pull out of the tag thing. But he basically just said, we need to promote that, promo that, right? So then it took a minute, and we went into the little bar area behind the bar that's where Reseda, where, you know, used to do the shows there. It's now an apartment complex, for those of you wondering. And we just came out, and I just kind of went off of what my day had been like, and all those things that I talked about happened. I did go to the beach. I did get a slice of pizza. It did upset my stomach. I did see seals wading through the, like, diving in these, like, kelp beds that were, you know, this is kind of up near Malibu, and then I did see a pod of dolphins swimming together. All that happened earlier in the day, as I made my way up and over. I would go the long way up and around through Malibu Canyon and then over into the valley. It would make sense to people that live in California, but everyone else was just like, the Californians, that's real. That really, people really talk about it here, actually. That's part of, I think, why that promo resonated and stayed in a lot of people's heads, because that was the most me of any promo that I had done. And then I was able to kind of understand that a bit more, because at first I didn't understand why people, I mean, I knew people, it was, improv is a very fun thing to do. It's a wonderful skill. I think it's a crucial skill for performers of any kind, especially though, one as physical as professional wrestling, because professional wrestling, you know, there's nothing like it at all. It's the closest form to, like, vaudeville, I can't even say, like, Vegas performance. I mean, now it's more Vegas-y because it's so planned and so timed and has to be. And it's almost to the point where it's like, we got to get this audience out next for the B show, you know, or like, you know, the evening show. So I wish it was still more carnival-esque. And I think that falls a lot on the performers to be more protective of it, but that's not what gets you likes, and that's not what makes you popular amongst the cool kids. And I don't know. I mean, just like this goof on TV the other day on AEW show talking about how, and then if the wrestlers tell me one thing, it's that they know they win before anyone else. Like, cut the feed, like, you idiots.
There's a lot of that going around. You got Rock in press conferences telling us that this is the
coolest. Well, Rock is like J-Lo. He's like the J-Lo of pro wrestling, right? He really is. I think everyone's seeing that more and more. And like,
that is the best comparison ever.
Well, he is. He's like, I don't know. Not that Hollywood's banging down my door, but I think, you know, I'm not a fan. I'm not a Rock fan. I've never really have been. I think the only time I was ever a fan is when his eyes popped out of his head looking at his pager. That was the only, I was just like, oh, that's funny. But other than that, I just, no. I saw a guy whose football career didn't pan out how he wanted, and so he used his connections to do this other backup plan thing, and he ended up becoming a gold mine at it because he had this charisma that still is unmatched but replicated by pretty much everybody, from like the Kennedys to, you know, I think I love this kid. I've known him since he was, you know, a teenager. I think he was, I don't know, 19, maybe 20 when I first met him. But Ricky Starks has the closest thing to that, that type of charisma. And a lot of people, and I think that's why people make that association sometimes. And it didn't help that Cope kind of made that connection in a promo. Is he really going with that name? But I've been thinking, you know, I've known this, not the Rock thing, but I, you know, when I watched Ricky when he was on NWA, I was like, this is ridiculous. He's clearly stand like above the rest of these people in terms of charisma and personality. This is ridiculous. And I think I might have even tweeted that out. Like, this is the next closest thing to Rock's charisma and ability, and but not being the Rock, because like Ricky's his own type of street. I mean, he's like a street Cajun. I don't know how to explain it. He's awesome. And I hope he does awesome things, and I hope he gets to really blossom. But that's what the Rock is known for, is like charisma stuff. Like, whereas like Ricky can really do some badass stuff in the ring. Rock can do some awesome stuff in the ring too. But I'm just not a fan of this kind of Samoan takeover era, this nepotism era. I'm just not interested. You know, I'm just not interested. So I don't watch all this modern crap. It's overproduced. But going back to that promo, I wasn't thinking about it. I didn't overthink it. I just riffed off of my day and tried to loop it back into... See, the thing with improv, a lot of times it's like you're, it's like you're stumbling down the stairs, but somehow you end up landing on your feet every time. Right? But like, there's no way you could replicate that. Fall down the stairs the exact same way every time. I mean, there's a way to pattern that, but there's too many unknowns.
It's going to hurt every single time too, though.
That's also true.
You're used to it. Yeah, I have a fat ass. That helps. But yeah, Battle Riot. There's going to be some other matches on there too. Right? We got Mystico against Templario, I think.
Yeah.
Templario.
Yeah.
Which in Espanol translates to the altar temple altar sacrament thing, champion man.
I think that's right. That sounds about right.
I'll talk about Knights of the Templar.
I don't know where Paul is going.
Sorry.
I want to ask how you are using Lord of the Rings to train for this. You mentioned that earlier. How does Lord of the Rings help you train for Battle Riot?
Because you were with people you know, friends, on this quest, and you have to know that greed can get to any one of them at any moment. And so, yeah, I could already be out there. Maybe I clear the ring, Nash style, right? Super possible. And maybe it's just me and PWH, right? And he comes down and I'm like, oh, cool, man. Let's just hold fort for a minute, back to back, right? We're like Crockett and Tubbs. I'm Crockett. And Paul Oderhauser's Ricardo Tubbs. I could see it. And we clear more house, right? Miami Vice style, season 1, 2, 3-ish. But I have to know that, hey, he wants to show that he's more than just a guy doing this for whatever. You know, he loves pro wrestling. I can't trust even my own partner, right? I can't. He could turn into Viggo Mortensen, or actually more Sean Bean, right? So he could turn into Sean Bean and want to take the whole thing for himself. I don't blame him. I could turn into Sean Bean. Hell, I could turn into I like the warm tongue guy, but I could turn into Smeagol. Who knows? This should be the Precious Riot.
The Precious Riot. There is only one ring, so I mean, I guess that
there's only one ring.
Yeah, it's not like WCW World War III where there's three.
And not to mention the champion himself, Matthew Riddle. I mean, what was he thinking, man? But like, I know Matt, and he's like exactly what I was talking about with that promo. I love him. I'm a big fan of his work. Always been a big fan of his work. And I was a fan of his, did I meet him first? And I was a fan of his work. And then I met him in Germany at like WXW. And we became like instant friends. You know, a joint helps sometimes. So we have common ground, people. It just you tend to gravitate towards people. But I'm really proud of the work he's been doing, because he doesn't overproduce his stuff, and I think it shows. You can see who the, like, sometimes it's necessary, I guess, in some regards. I get it, for commercials and ads and, you know, timing, blah, blah, blah. I get that, segments. But there's so much in between that I just wish the performers would trust themselves more, to be more alive and more in the moment and more, because then it's going to look literally as real as it can, because it will be, because that's how a fight is. But unfortunately, I think a lot of performers are so young and haven't utilized YouTube in the right way. And instead of, you know, looking up territory wrestling, you know, they look up some super cyan stuff, or I don't know. And so they pattern their matches around manga fights and probably hentai fights too. And I just don't, I don't think it works, because I don't want to see, you know, 100-pound twink dropped on his head 50 times and then hulking out. I'm like, I'm an idiot if I'm watching this crap, right? I feel stupid watching this. And as I say in my seminars, or just anybody who's willing to listen, like, I can tell just based off of the lockup whether I'm going to be invested in this match or not. I can tell what kind of match and what kind of worker you are just based off of your lockup. And most of the times, the lockups are absolute dog shit.
Who has the best lockup you've seen?
Timothy Thatcher. I mean, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. There's a lot of really good ones. Yeah. People who understand what a lockup is and what it's for, those are the best ones.
Paul, we appreciate you joining us. Up,
no. Yeah. Oh. Intent, young ones out there. If you take anything from this, intent. Otherwise, why are you doing it? Intent.
Intent lockups, and be considerate. That's the life lesson.
Yes, please.
Today,
don't put your seat back on an airplane. I mean, yeah. Come on. I won't let you.
Paul, let everybody know.
I flew to Australia 15 hours. I didn't give two shits because there wasn't someone in front of me originally. But then this like weird gypsy dude scooted over when it wasn't supposed to be anyone in front. I was like, oh, good. I can just kind of like enjoy the movie. No, this dude comes over and like sits down. And I'm like, no, it's not going to fucking happen. I don't give a shit. You know, I blast the AC on him so he freezes, right? Expires sooner. And then he turned around and he was like, "Thinner." And I was like, "What the fuck?" No, that last part, whatever. But yeah, I froze him. And then they eventually give up, because you can hear, you can feel the pressure. And you're like, no, it's not happening. I don't give, guys, you're not moving that.
Paul, let everybody know where they can find you at and what you got coming up.
At LondonFoo, at LondonFu, like Kung Fu. So LondonFoo, it's the same on Instagram, Twitter. And for those of you who are looking to book my services, that sounds, I'm not an escort. Book Paul London at gmail.com. Put the date of the booking in the subject, and anything that is not a booking email, I will pass it around to my lawyers, friends, whatever. It'll get discarded. It's a work email, please. Tired of the dick pics.
What?
I'm joking.
This is the greatest interview ever.
I don't know if I should ask if that's a real thing or not, because I'm afraid of the answer.
Probably will be now, god damn it.
No. You set yourself up for it now.
No, I have a screener who reads these. All right.
He sees the pics.
He works in the church, yes. So he prefers a certain age. No, okay. I'll be here all night, folks. Book paullondon@gmail.com. I will be in Vegas all week for WrestleMania week. And we do have a big Compton Mania title show. So for those of you in Vegas, come check out Compton Mania and see what it's all about. But I will be there all week. So for you promoters who don't have your heads up your asses, feel free to reach out, as I am taking select Vegas bookings. Book paullondon@gmail.com. It can't get any easier than that. The first 30 callers are going to get a special comic book. We have it in hard copy form now. Paul London, Hero of the Prophecy, right? Brought to you by Geekscape. That's my brother's company there. But this is issue one. We had a very successful program, very successful Kickstarter type program there. Here's some of the artwork and stuff. It's so that's still going on at heroofthepprophecy.com. I took these over to Australia, so they got the jump on it. But that's just another thing that's going on as well. I'll be in Vegas promoting that. And keep watching your Lifetime and Hallmark movies.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, brother.